it on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this fantastic Friday, January 23rd, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can go to our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. If you click on podcasts, you can listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to listen to the stream player. You don't have to wait for the repeat of the show. You can just click on podcasts and just start down. The sixth one down would be today's date, hour one, segment one. Then the fifth one down is hour one, segment two. It's reverse chronological order. The last half hour of today's show will be at the very top. It's always in reverse chronological order. So you got six podcasts there to choose from. If there's somebody you want to listen to, for example, in our first hour today, Justin Michael, that's the first hour, segment one. Monica Yatuma was the first hour, segment two. And that's basically the way it rolls. For those of you homeschooling your kids, you want to teach history, civics, world history to your students, you can use hour two, segment one, hour two, segment two. That's our history lessons discussion with Pastor Chatfield. So greatly appreciate you guys checking out the website. Be prepared. If for any reason the radio station goes down, you can always go back to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. That stream is usually up and running, even though the radio station may be down, lost power, whatever. You can always use the website as a backup. We've got a guest coming on in the next segment, Kevin Kievsky. He's a candidate running for Attorney General at the March 28th endorsement nomination convention for the Michigan Republican Party. And he's going to be talking about an event he just participated out in Ottawa County. And kind of interesting results, and I want to get him to explain it to you first. But in full disclosure, I have personally endorsed Kevin Kievsky to be the candidate I plan to vote for at the state convention there in Novi. And I hope many of you will listen to him, check out his website, and consider doing the same thing. Additionally, make sure you share with the precinct delegates at your county convention, February 26, been confirmed by Monica Yatuma in her interview with us today. The county convention's scheduled for February 26th. So 7 o'clock, usually probably at your same place that you guys normally go for your county meetings, is probably where it's going to be held at. And those are the county conventions where they will select the delegates to go to Novi on March 28th. So very, very, very important that you vet these candidates. You go to their websites, you check them out. Officer Rick, he'd been on the phone with both Monica Yatuma and Anthony Ferlini, and has an opinion that Monica is the better candidate. And if he goes to the nominating endorsement convention, that's who he would be voting for. So very, very important that you get involved, know these candidates, know their positions, know what they're advocating for, and then make sure you share that information with everybody at the county conventions Thursday, February the 26th. That's all 83 counties in the state of Michigan, folks. So make sure you share the information and get it absolutely informed, engaged with your other delegates to make sure who they should vote for at the Novi Endorsement Convention. Kevin Kiefsky, Kiefsky. People have looked at his last name, had a hard time saying it. That's how you pronounce it, Kiefsky. He's going to be on with us in the next segment. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kiefsky. He is an announced candidate running for Attorney General in the Republican Endorsement Convention on March 28th down in Novi. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
You've been traveling around the state, even though cold weather and snow going all over the place. You were in Ottawa County last night.
Actually, I wasn't in Ottawa County myself, but I was actually in Oakland County for the Attorney General debate, which went super well. But we do have some very exciting news that came out of Ottawa County. They had a miniature endorsement convention that they do. They've been doing it for years, and I think it's fair to say I secured a landslide victory. I got 95% of the vote. It was 106-6. And I think that is just a great statement of their confidence in me, not only winning the endorsement convention, but able to take on the Democrats in November.
Wow, that's amazing. I did not know about the debate there in Oakland County. Now, was that something that the Oakland County Republican Party hosted, or was it a news agency? Who actually held that event last night?
Yeah, so it was the North Oakland Republican Club that held that in Waterford. It was a great event. We had great moderators, and they asked very good questions regarding specific policies. For example, what one would do if you're elected attorney general to take on sanctuary cities. That was one significant difference that my opponent and I had. They asked questions about going after fraud, waste, and abuse. In addition to, frankly, trying to manage an office that's not just criminal, but really 80% of it is civil.
And also is the largest law firm in the state of Michigan.
That's right. And for your listeners, just in case if they don't know, you have almost 300 attorneys that actually work in the AG's office. And I told Speaker Hall when I saw him last, when President Trump came to town a few weeks ago, that, you know what, as the next attorney general here in Michigan, I'm not going to come to you for an appropriation seeking an increase. We're going to just focus on the job that we need to do, and that is serving all the citizens here, all 10.5 million citizens in the state of Michigan. And we're going to actually cut the office. So we're going to right size and get back on the right track.
Wow, that's good news, especially now the consensus revenue conference was held, and they're projecting that we may end up with almost $800 million in a shortage of revenue coming in this year, and talking about having to maybe cut the budget even more than they did. So very interesting. What was Speaker Hall's reaction when you said that to him?
Well, when it came to Speaker Hall, he was very happy when he heard this a few weeks ago, but I've shared that with him a few different times. It's not just an aspirational goal, it's a promise I made to the speaker, in addition to a promise I'm going to make to all the delegates here. Because again, when it came to the attorney general, when she got elected in 2018, the budget was around $105 million. And then just until the brand new budget, it actually ballooned up to $130 million. She increased the staffing in her office by about 50%. Why? So she could go after Donald Trump about 45 times now, and also engage in other frivolous litigation. Like even this morning, I thought this was absolutely bizarre nuts. She is going to file an antitrust suit against who? Against all of these oil companies, saying that there was some grandiose conspiracy, I kid you not, so that they can make EVs or electric vehicles and alternative sources of energy suffer. I'm like, what planet is this woman living on? It's ridiculous. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Well, and especially, like you say, the largest law firm in the state of Michigan, 300 attorneys. I mean, that's just insanity. And at the same time, Kevin, like you say, focusing all this attention and energy on Donald Trump and oil companies and Enbridge, Line 5, that whole thing. Consumer protectionism is non-existent in her office. We've been dealing with price fixing, price gouging up here for years on gasoline here in Northern Michigan. We've sent in complaints. We fully documented it online. We provide and jump through. Took me about 25 minutes to go through all the hoops on that website to file a complaint. Not one response, not a phone call, not an email, nothing. And we're just sick and tired of it. And we want an attorney general that will make a commitment to us, the people, that you will absolutely go after, you know, price fixing, price gouging when it comes to commodities that we absolutely have to consume.
That's right. So all of our citizens here just deserve a fair shake and a square deal. We know that businesses need to make profits. We know that when it comes to our citizens as well, they need to be able to afford the items that they need to purchase, whether that is taking a look at gasoline or energy or other things. We're not going to control prices, but when we have monopolies in play, like consumers, like DTE, there's no reason that they actually have increased their prices for their products, you know, their energy products, whether that's, you know, electricity or gas. And every single time that they have gone in front of the Michigan Public Service Commission, it's been approved. Now, the Attorney General has, for the most part, I'm not saying this is good or bad, but it's just a matter of fact, she has, quote unquote, challenged it. But I don't think that she really challenged it all that much. Maybe it's just to keep up appearances. Maybe it's good for her politically. But the thing is, though, we're going to get into the weeds and actually really get them to justify why they want these increases. Because if I take a look at data centers, especially, you know, in Saline and all these other places throughout the state, well, that's just going to jack up our energy costs. And DTE has a role to play in that. If you don't increase the supply of energy, but at the same time, you increase the demand, well, who's going to pay the tab? It's going to be all of us across all 83 counties across Michigan. I'm going to try to put a stop to that and hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking yesterday on the phone with Dennis Schultz. He's the inventor of the WellConnect geothermal hybrid heating and cooling system for rural homeowners that can air condition and heat their homes with their well water. And I said, Dennis, isn't there a larger version of a WellConnect unit that you could come up with that could cool these data centers using our groundwater, not using the water, but just borrowing the energy from it, cooling it down, and then putting it back into the ground? He goes, absolutely. He said, Randy, you bring up a good point, and I'm going to look into that. And also, I said, what about these data centers having self-generating electricity? We got to have some type of mini nuclear power or whatever we can come up with to say, guys, you want a data center? Fine. You have to generate your own electricity and tell them they can't even tap into our electric grid. And he's like, my God, that's another great idea. So we're working on it and trying to come up with some solutions from the private sector and like you say, prevent these rate hikes from constantly going up. I can't believe I looked at our electric bill for the radio station, PING co-op. It's not consumers. It's not DTE. But even they, as a co-op, has had to increase their rates tremendously compared to what we were paying just a few years ago.
That's right. And even consider this, given what you just said. When you take a look at the Rouge plant down in Detroit, and in the Detroit area, Ford, right?
Yeah.
They actually had the largest manufacturing integrated plant in the world. And you know what else they had? They had to generate their own electricity. They didn't go off the grid or something like that.
Right.
So if that was good enough for a Ford motor, that should be good enough and actually required or expected of any of these other places. They're going to be a huge drain on the grid because we shouldn't be bearing the cost. It should be that particular industry.
And it should be that business.
And, that's right.
And Donald Trump is in favor of these data centers because working in the ability to provide the technology for cryptocurrency as well as artificial intelligence, he wants to lead the world in it right here in the United States. Well, okay, President Trump, make them generate their own electricity and leave us the people alone.
Yeah, and one quick word about that. If you take a look at cryptocurrency or more so Bitcoin, that's the one I think that really has the most promise for sure. They need to have reliable energy, and there's actually a whole industry around that. I met with the Bitcoin Advisory Council in Lansing a few months ago, and it's interesting how the Democrats and specifically the governor and the attorney general, they know nothing about this stuff, and I think it's fair to say that if you take a look at a lot of elected Republicans, they're getting better. But a lot of them don't really know a lot about that either. So we need to have policies in place and, frankly, a plan to make sure that we're not going to be left behind. But what is that going to require? Not only good leaders that we elect, but also, frankly, good amounts of additional energy, reliable energy. And that's what we have to try to promote here in order to stay, you know, competitive, or actually, truth be told, become competitive, because we're one of the top bottom, or we're one of the bottom 10 states, but we got to become a top 10 state.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Well, again, it's the Attorney General's office. I saw your commercial on TV while I was watching my sporting events, and you ran the commercial about your position on the Second Amendment and instituting constitutional carry as the next Attorney General. Explain that to folks.
Yeah, so here in Michigan, you don't have to have a license or any permit or any permission whatsoever to have open carry. That's because of a prior Attorney General opinion. What I want to do is to actually update that opinion to say that, you know what, you don't need to have a permit to protect your families, your community, your church, wherever you go. You should have the opportunity and, frankly, the right to carry a lawfully possessed firearm with you. And that's really because of one big thing, Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan Constitution, which is actually more robust. It's a lot stronger than the Second Amendment to the U.S. Federal Constitution. So I can get that done, and I've spoken with legislators about it because, you know, the rise in shootings and the rise in all of these other types of crimes that we see on the TV, why does it happen? Because people don't have really the ability to defend themselves actively. The only reason you had that guy that stabbed, what was it, like 10 or 11 people on the west side of the state, I think around Traverse City. That's right. The only reason he got stopped was because there was a gentleman with a gun, and he didn't even have to discharge it. He just had to get the guy to stop. So just imagine if you have, frankly, good patriotic folks being able to protect their families or communities, you're going to see a lot of these things sort of go away or come to an end. Because guns don't kill people, mentally ill people and criminals kill people, not law-abiding citizens.
Amen to that. Well, again, Kevin Kievsky is the name. He is a candidate for the Attorney General. Last minute or so here, Kevin, what would you like to say to the delegates now that have received their call to conventions at the county level February 26th? That's when they will be selecting the folks to go to Novi. What would you like to say to those folks who will be attending the county conventions on February 26th?
So if you take a look, I'm going to fast forward a little bit to November. We have a tremendous opportunity from governor to U.S. Senate to Secretary of State to Attorney General to Congress to all the members of the state legislature. We have to make it absolutely ruby red. We need the strongest, most articulate, and frankly, the most, I would say, likable candidate, and the one that can actually do the job for Attorney General. And talking to folks all around the state, they believe I'm that. So support me in the endorsement convention, and let's make Michigan red again.
Excellent. Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Hang in there.
I'm the Hour News Break of Hour Number 3. I'm Chuck Randy. We'll be right back.